أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear lovely sisters, welcome to another Iman Booster session by ICNA Sisters. As we know, in any academic field, there are exams. It takes years to prepare for an exam. The preparation period is long, difficult, requires a lot of patience, perseverance, and a lot of struggle. Similarly, my dear sisters, this walk of life of or dunya is also a preparation course for an upcoming exam. This preparation course takes years, for some 40, 50, for others 60 or even 70 years. This preparation course is even more challenging and intense than the ones that prepare us for academic exams. The Quran refers to these as tests and trials. In Surah Al-Insan, which is Surah number 76, Ayah number 2, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Verily we created man out of a drop of intermingled sperm, so that we might try him, and we therefore endowed him with hearing and sight. In Surah Al-Baqarah, which is Surah number 2, Ayah 155, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, And we will surely test you with something of fear and hunger and a loss of wealth and lives and fruits, but give good tidings to the patient. So we must ask ourselves, my dear sisters, why does Allah test us? The reason is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us as a means of separating the true believers from those that are not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses many words for these tests or adversities or trials that He sends our way. One of them is fitna. What is fitna? The literal meaning of fitna can be persecution, oppression, a state of tribulation. In the Quran, the word fitna can also be referred to as disunity, hypocrisy, captivity, genocide, disasters, and corruption. If we think about it, it covers the whole spectrum of adversities that humans will face on this earth. In Surah Ar-Rum, verse 41, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word fitna and says, Fitna, meaning disasters or corruption, have spread throughout the land and sea because of what the people have committed. He thus lets them taste the consequences of some of their works that they may return to him in repentance. Here the word fitna is used to describe disasters or corruption that was caused by humanity's evil deeds. For us sisters today, fitna can come in many forms. For some of us, it could be psychological pressure. For others, it could be selling the faith for worldly pleasures. Still for others, it could be experienced in the form of persecution or oppression, like we see with our Muslim brothers and sisters in Palestine, Kashmir, Rohingya. May Allah protect them all. So now that we understand what fitna is and the different forms in which it may come to us, let's ask ourselves this. How does a believer act during a fitna or any other adversity? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully gives us the answer in the following ayat of Surah Baqarah, which are ayat 155 to 157. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, But give glad tidings to as-sabirun, the patient, who, when afflicted with calamity, say, Truly to Allah we belong, and truly to Him we shall return. They are those on whom are the blessings from their Lord, and they are those who receive His mercy, and it is they who are the guided ones. In the Sahih Hadith, it says, The greatest reward comes with the greatest trial. When Allah loves people, He tests them. Whoever accepts that wins His pleasure, but whoever is discontent with that earns His wrath. And this is from At-Tirmidhi. This Hadith makes a very good point to ponder. So, Allah does not test us to punish us. Rather, He tests us because He loves us. And if we act according to His commands during the test, He elevates our status. This is proven when we look at the tests that Allah's most beloved servants or the prophets went through. Look at the tests of Musa a.s., Ibrahim a.s., Yusuf a.s., or even our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Al-Hasan al-Basri, may Allah have mercy on him, said, Do not resent the calamities that come and the disasters that occur. For perhaps in something that you dislike will be your salvation, and perhaps in something that you prefer will be your doom. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, How wonderful is the affair of the believer, for his affair is always good. And this applies to only but the believer. If something good happens to him, he is thankful for it. That is good for him. And if something bad happens to him, he bears it with patience, and that is also good for him. And this is narrated in Sahih Muslim. So now that we know how to carry ourselves and what to do during a fitna or trial, let's ask ourselves this question. What will be the greatest fitna for mankind? Narrated by Ibn Umar, once Allah's Messenger ﷺ stood among the people, praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then mentioned the Dajjal, saying, I warn you against him, that is the Dajjal. There is no prophet but warned his nation against him. And this is narrated in Sahih Bukhari. We learn from this hadith that all prophets warn their people about the fitna of Dajjal because it will be the greatest fitna for mankind. How can we protect ourselves from the greatest fitna of Dajjal? The Prophet ﷺ tells us in a beautiful hadith ways to protect ourselves from this fitna. Prophet ﷺ says, whoever memorizes the first 10 verses of Surah Kahf will be saved from the trial of Dajjal. And this is narrated in Sahih Muslim. I know that some of you sisters must be thinking, what does Surah Kahf have to do with the fitna of Dajjal? Well, there's a strong connection between the two. Let's look at the relationship between Surah Kahf and fitna of Dajjal. From hadith, we learn Dajjal will appear near the end of times with four trials or fitnas. When we study the tafsir of Surah Kahf, we see that it has exactly four stories in it. And each of those stories depicts characters going through each of the four trials that Dajjal will come with. So let's look at these one by one. Number one, Fitna of Iman. Dajjal will invite towards his submission instead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in Surah Kahf, the story of the youth of the cave is about the Fitna of Iman. Number two, Fitna of Wealth and Offspring. Dajjal will invite towards materialism. If we look at the second story of Surah Kahf, it talks about the two people with the gardens and the fitna of wealth. Number three, the fitna of ilm. At the time of Dajjal, it will be a time of media and propaganda will be spread about Islam. If we look at Surah Kahf, the third story in Surah Kahf is the story of Musa and Khidr, which talks about the fitna of ilm or knowledge. And finally, the fourth fitna that Dajjal will come with will be the fitna of power and control. He will control most of the earth and will have unlimited power. And if we look at the fourth story or the last story of Surah Kahf, it's the story of Dhulqarnain. And that was the fitna of power or authority. So my dear sisters, this amazing surah is exactly aligned with the fitna of Dajjal. That is why the Prophet ﷺ instructed us to memorize its verses. Only believers with the strongest and firmest iman will pass this fitna. May Allah make us and our offsprings among that group. Ameen. So through the stories mentioned in Surah Kahf and their characters, we learn amazing lessons on how they survived and passed their fitnas. Some of the ways they survived and passed were by calling unto Allah, by being humble and patient, by having sincerity in deen, by remembering the hereafter, by having good companionship, by knowing the truth about the world, and by migrating from a place that was an obstacle to their deen. Sisters, you and I can also protect ourselves in these very same ways. In the end, my dear sisters, as believers, we realize that this walk of life is nothing but a preparation ground full of trials, adversities, and fitnas. The Quran and Hadith give us the perfect methodology to shield our iman from all tests and fitnas, no matter how big or small, and succeed in both dunya and akhirah. May Allah make us of those who prepare extremely well for the exam on the day in which we will be standing before Him. And may Allah make us of those who earn His mercy and forgiveness and enter Jannah. Until we meet again in another Iman Booster session, wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.